This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Belue Show, only on The Fan.
Back in the saddle and live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta, you got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get the Fan mobile app. You hadn't gotten it yet. Come on. Come on, man. Listen to the Braves anywhere, anytime, crystal clear on that 680 The Fan mobile app, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cummings. Gang's back together again. Appreciate Heath stepping in yesterday, and I got a ton of messages out there. Belue, enjoy the golf course. Enjoy your day off. No, I was at the youth traffic court with my youngest son, trying to get a little accident taken off the books, you know, one of those things. So I can't say I had a ton of fun yesterday, but we are back in here today, and we are loaded up. Aaron Murray going to be with me at 10:20. Talk to the former Bulldog great about G-Day. Looking forward to that. DJ Shockley's going to be on the show tomorrow. We'll do the same thing. And today, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, I've got my Falcons mock draft. Lock Room, not the only show that can do mock drafts. We're not going to focus on the other teams, though. We're going to focus on the Falcons. So I am looking forward to doing that. Belue Show, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Let's get this thing started, DT.
Bucks, big take.
All right, the Braves are back home with a present for Braves country. The gift? The best record in baseball, 12-5. The road trip was fun. Won four in a row and returned home after a 5-1 road trip capped off with a glorious sweep of the Astros.
Awesome.
Now, other teams must be shaking their heads in disgust, because the Braves are doing this without three all-star players. Catcher Sean Murphy's out with an oblique. Isn't that thing healthy by now? Ace Spencer Strider is down for the season with elbow surgery. Second baseman Ozzie Albies is out with a hurt toe. Despite these injuries, the Braves continue to run roughshod over the competition. It's got to be frustrating for the Phillies, the Mets, the Dodgers. Someone goes down for the Braves, and then someone else steps up big. Marcell Ozuna is en fuego. Orlando Arcia, clutch. Reynaldo Lopez, he's dealing. The bullpen is nails. Even Chadwick Trump is delivering big hits. Now the defending World Series champs are showing up for a weekend three-game series, and we'll face our deep and talented team in front of a packed Truist Park crowd. Life is good as a Braves fan. Don't you just love it? And I bet the Falcons and Hawks are a little envious of the Braves' success, too. Just saying. So there's your big take, man. Braves looking good in spite of these injuries early in the season. And it has been fun, that road trip, man. Thumbs up on that thing. We are balling out right now. It is just awesome. All right, here's the moment you've been waiting for. The Baloo Show to have a Falcons mock draft.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, Falcons pick number 8 in the first round. And the Buck Baloo Show mocking Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. Number 1 cornerback in the draft. Solidifying that secondary. Opposite of A.J. Terrell going with the top corner in the draft and one of the top 10 rated players on the board for most of these prognosticators, insiders, analysts. Mitchell laying down that 4-3 at the combine. Over 52 pass breakups over the last couple of seasons. This is the kind of guy I want in the secondary playing cornerback. Falcons take Mitchell, the cornerback, at number 8 in the first round. Falcons up in the second round at pick 43. And they go with a big receiver. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina, big-time player. Falcons have plenty of these slot receivers. Lord, we got about 3 of them. Little guys, you know, 5'9", 175, that can run those short crossing routes and the speed sweep. Do all those things where you can get them the ball and let them, you know, outrun people. Not enough big receivers. So they go with one with their second round pick. Leggett out of South Carolina, big-bodied receiver, can win those 50-50 balls, give you the big play. Falcons go receiver in the second round with Xavier Leggett. Falcons with 2, count them 2, third-round picks. As we get into a needs-based selection, right now Falcons desperately need a nose tackle, a big-bodied dude. You know, one of those 350-pounders. Falcons select at pick number 74, first of 2 third-round picks, defensive tackle, Tavondre Sweat, Outland Trophy winner, All-American, out of the Texas Longhorn program. Little mean streak with this guy, can stuff the run. Falcons address a need at nose tackle with the first third-round pick in Tavondre Sweat. Falcons getting the Jaguars' third-round pick, pick number 79. And then the moment many of you, including the locker room show, have been waiting on, Falcons take an edge rusher. Out of the Washington Huskies program, Braylon Trice. 6'3.5", 245, team captain for the Huskies. 16 sacks in the last 2 seasons, a high motor. Very powerful player. Maybe not the guy you were looking or hoping the Falcons would select, but this is a big-time football player you get in the third round. Braylon Trice, edge rusher out of Washington. Falcons select with that 79th pick. Second pick in the third round. Now, I'm willing to consider if you're mad because of Baloo, you're going receiver. Lord, what are you doing? Second round pick. What about the edge rusher? Look, if Chop Robinson out of Penn State is still on the board at 43, I would seriously consider taking the Penn State edge rusher, a gifted player. I don't anticipate he's going to be there at 43, thus the big receiver selection. So the Buck Baloo Show, Falcons mock draft. We only go 3 rounds deep here. It's a short show. Cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, 8th pick of the first round. Xavier Leggett, South Carolina big receiver at 43. Tavondre Sweat at pick 74. And edge rusher Braylon Trice with the 79th pick. And there is the Buck Baloo Show, Falcons mock draft. As we sit here 7 days out from the NFL draft kicking off, And the Falcons getting ready to make that first round pick. Man, I can't wait. Looking forward to this. Aren't you? DT, what do you think, man? Thumbs down on the Baloo Show mock draft?
Oh, of course we're giving you a thumbs down, Buck. I'm sure you'll get roasted on Twitter for basically
any... And why is that?
For any pick that you make, I'm sure. Everybody's a critic. Nobody knows what's going on. It does seem like the Falcons are in a pretty good situation here, being in the top five with a lot of offensive players going off the board earlier.
Yeah,
I know some will try and tell you that a wide receiver is still in play, and as crazy as that sounds to some of us, I have to believe that is true. But yeah, everybody wants the pass rusher, though, right?
I would think, especially the Falcons, we hadn't had one in so long. But again, you can't go with a need pick. If he's not the best available player with a first-round top 10 pick, you're looking for a difference maker in the top 10 of the first round. I mean, when will fans and the locker room show understand this? You go with the best available player when you have a top 10 pick. And it just so happens the Falcons need a cornerback. So this matches up very well with the Falcons at 8, I believe. I mean, my goodness, you go to the need thing deeper in the draft. That's where you're addressing needs. Top 10 pick in the first round, you're looking for a perennial Pro Bowl player, an instant impact player, a big timer, difference maker. That's what you're looking to take in the top 10 picks. When will these fans understand that? Do you understand it? I think I do. All right, coming up next, Aaron Murray's going to hang. We're going to talk about G-Day. Looking forward to that. You got the Buck Baloo Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Going well, and we appreciate you hanging out here on the Baloo Show. Hey, we've got two tickets we want to give away to the Braves game tomorrow night. A pair of tickets for you to go see the Bravos that we'll give away right now. 404-231-1680, the number. We want to bribe you for listening to the Buck Baloo Show here on The Fan.
You got my attention.
Go see the Braves and Rangers.
That's going to be it. It's going to be a
fun
homestand.
Tomorrow night on us, the Baloo Show, giving away these Braves tickets. And, hey, the inaugural Braves Golf Classic is coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club Championship Course on May the 6th. Don't you want to play there? Benefiting the Atlanta Braves Foundation. You can see some of your favorite Braves legends teeing it up. To get your foursome and for more information, go to Braves.com/golfclassic today. And also know this, all season when the Braves hit a home run, and they're going to hit a lot of them, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. More home runs the Braves hit, and they're going to hit a lot of them, the bigger the deals at Tire Discounters get. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. So that said, let's go to the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. Bring on Georgia legend Aaron Murray joins us on the show. ESPN and Sirius College football analyst, president of the Players Lounge. Aaron, man, I always wanted to be president. What's it feel like sitting there as president of the Players Lounge these days?
Not as good as being a national championship winning quarterback, Bob. I'll trade places with you and get a nice ring if you want to make a deal. I'll gladly make you president if somehow you can make it happen where we can go back to 2012 and eliminate that tip pass versus Alabama.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk about your golf tournament coming up June 24th to benefit ESP at the Georgia Club coming up in a moment. I want to talk to you about G-Day. Hey, G-Day, did you see the number one team in college football in 2024?
I think I did, man. I was very pleased walking away with, we know Kirby speaks on how competitive practices are. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a G-Day spring game anywhere across the country that was as competitive as Georgia's was over the weekend. I mean, when you have a starting quarterback throwing the ball close to 50 times in a game, I mean, you look at most teams, and hell, I had five spring games, and I don't think it combined all five, I touched near 50 attempts. So, it was good on good, ones versus ones. And Kirby told us before the game, man, like, this may be the best defense and best offense that we're going to face the entire season. And I want our guys to get after it in a game-like feel in front of fans on a beautiful day in Sanford. So, yeah, I walked away as an alum saying, like, man, this looks and feels like one of the most physical teams in America, one of the deepest teams in America, and probably the team that most people will say it's the best shot to win a national championship.
Yeah, the team to beat. I love that. And I love watching the Bulldogs throw the football. I loved it when you were spinning it, brother, because we were throwing it a lot back then. And it looks like we're going to lead with the passing game this season. And why not? We've got a top five quarterback coming back, returning. And I tell you what, we've got, I'll count them, 10 to 12 weapons to get the ball to in the passing attack, and I believe this has got to be the most since you were spinning it not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping last year was going to be that year, with Brock and Ladd and, Arian, and then obviously you go in the portal and you get Rara and Dom and see what they did previously at their, respective schools. You're like, okay, this is the year that Georgia's going to look more like, we did in 2011 and 12, and we had deep receiving cores, and we were playing 11 personnel and 10 personnel and all that. And obviously, injuries did not help. Rara and Dom, it took them the season to kind of feel really good in the system. So I was wrong on that. I was hoping last year was that year, just wasn't. And I agree with you. I think this year could be the year where finally Georgia does have a breakthrough at the receiving position. Dom looked tremendous in the spring game, talking with the staff and seeing all articles leading up to the game. He's really more comfortable in year two. Same thing with Ra-Ra. Arian's playing the best he's played. He's more consistent catching the football. We obviously know the speed that he has. The tight end position, I like Oscar and Lawson. And obviously they're no Brock Bowers, but Bo feels really good that those two together can, get as close as you could possibly get to maybe one of the greatest tight ends, if not the greatest tight end of all time in college football history. And then I thought Colby looked really good in the spring game as well. Big kid, that dagger route, being able to, contort his body to make the catch, and then the one-on-one in the end zone for the touchdown. So and that's not even including London Humphreys, and hopefully he continues to progress leading into the season. So, I'm probably missing a couple off the list right now. But, yeah, I think this is potentially going to be the deepest – core of receivers that Georgia has. And, I know you said, like, okay, Georgia's going to throw the ball to the ballpark. This may be the best running back room also, Buck, that Georgia's had in probably about 3 years as well. I was really impressed with ETN, his quickness, his elusiveness, his ability to catch the ball in the backfield. So I think it's going to be a very balanced offense with, potentially the best offensive line in America as well. I mean, it's I go through all the position groups, Buck, and this is, our boy Bobo is living good right now. I don't know what Bobo did to be, living with the number one quarterback in America heading into the season, in my opinion, the best offense line in America, potentially, a deep stable of running backs, and a, deep stable of skill position guys as well.
And I'm totally sold. I believe Gunnar Stockton has solidified his status. Don't be racing anybody out there now. Come on.
Yeah, my goodness. The streets of Atlanta are dangerous,
Buck. Gunnar Stockton solidified his status as the backup quarterback to me. I really like where he's at, and his development looks really smooth, really confident. If anything, if Beck got dinged up, I'm feeling good about Gunnar Stockton being the backup. Now, I know we're going to hit that quarterback portal, but it's just for depth, right? What do you think about Gunnar?
Yeah, no, I like Gunnar a lot. And I, you know, honestly, I heard a lot of good things about Puglisi, too. You know, he's a big kid, big arm. You would have loved to see him, you know, be able to compete more in spring. But I think Gunnar's going to be the guy. And, you know, it's hard. It's like you have to look towards the future, you know, because once Carson does leave after the season, you know, you're essentially competing with two guys with no experience. So do you go get someone in the portal with experience? Does that guy want to come in and compete with, you know, essentially 2, 4, 5-star guys that are already on the roster? Do you just get someone just for depth purposes? So, man, it's a tricky thing in today's world, you know, because you also want to make sure that you're getting Gunnar and Puglisi as many reps in practice as you can, you know, during the season. You know, do you, if you think that Gunnar and Puglisi are going to be competing for QB1 next year, do you want to bring in a transfer that's going to take away reps possibly? So it's a very hard situation these coaches have to live in today's world, especially at the quarterback position. So, like, would I be shocked if they get someone? No. Would I be shocked if they didn't? Probably not. But I can tell you one thing. I do anticipate them going into the portal and getting someone with experience after the season. A good example of that is LSU. You know, I know they feel really confident with their quarterback they have right now. You know, a guy that's been able to play in the bowl game. But they went and got a guy from Vanderbilt that's played a lot of football. And not maybe to, you know, to push to be a starting quarterback, but just to have a guy just in case that has experience. So, yeah, I would say at some point in the next 8 months, you may get one or two guys in the portal, build some depth and some more competition there.
Aaron, going into G-Day, I had a couple of concerns. One was cornerback, and the other was the interior defensive line. I'm not concerned about the cornerback spot anymore. I want to ask you, what are your concerns with this team going into the season at this point?
See, I'm the opposite. I think if you had to pick a spot, it would be DBs. And I'm not saying like they're not talented. I mean, they're obviously extremely talented and have some really good players, and they have the chance to be really, really good. I just think it's an unknown a little bit to my mind. You know, it's when you lose three of your top guys with Javon, who's been absolutely tremendous, with Kamari on the outside, with Tyke at the nickel position, you know, that's just a lot of leadership. That is a lot of experience. That's a lot of games played in this league. And you look at the teams that they're going to face this year at Ole Miss and that passing attack with Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart and those receivers, you know, at Texas with Quinn Ewers and some good receivers and Sark, you're going to need some good DBs. And obviously if you can mask that with good play up front, that helps. But I just think that yeah, they may be talented and maybe they're more talented than the guys that Georgia lost. They haven't played in a lot of big-time games and big-time moments against these teams. And does that bite Georgia in the butt at some point this season? So, you know, I like the interior. I like Nazir. I like Warren. You know, I know they're excited about some of the young guys that they recruited a year ago. I think the defensive end outside linebacking position is in a really good spot right now. You know, Mykel Williams is an absolute freak. And you know, they have a bunch of other ones that they're looking forward to seeing. So I still think from a just have done it consistently in the SEC standpoint and have those games under their belt, I still want to see a little bit more from those DBs.
I tell you, I was blown away with the development of these young inside linebackers. Now, Smile Mondin's out with a foot injury. He'll be back, and he's an All-American caliber player, so looking forward to that. But C.J. Allen, unbelievably, has developed so quickly. Raylan Wilson, Jaylon Walker. I mean, these guys are so, so impressive. Man, that inside linebacker spot has been a real strength under Kirby Smart from day one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the leader of the defense. I mean, those are the guys that are making the calls and getting one set up. So, you know, for CJ to do that last year as a true freshman was really impressive. And now you think about it like, okay, he got all those reps. got all that experience, and now the game's going to start slowing down for him. You know, because you got to think, like, he's trying to make all these calls, and then bam, you have to get situated. And Buck, the game has changed so much offensively where it's not like these offenses just come out stagnant. You know, they don't just line up and ready, set, hut, let's go. They're motioning, they're shifting, they're coming in with different personnel groups. They're moving tight end bodies around, which a lot of times those linebackers are responsible for. So for a freshman to be a linebacker on that defense and have to handle all that is a lot. So, you know, I do expect with his talent and now the game hopefully slowing down from a, you know, I've been there, done that, seen it, you know, I expect his game to even take that next step forward. So he's got some really good ones and a lot of depth at that position as well. So I do think that we'll be talking about CJ as being one of the greats and the past two decades plus of Georgia linebackers as we really see this young man take his game to an even higher level over the next two seasons.
Aaron Murray joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Aaron, let's wrap this thing up. Talk about your golf tournament coming up June 24th at the Georgia Club to benefit ESP. I've been blessed to play in a lot of these charity events, Aaron, but this is, you know, having played in a couple of these, you were so passionate about this cause. I just can't tell you no. I'm coming back again this year, proud to be a part of it. Can you talk about the event?
Yeah, so ESP is something that is near and dear to my heart, Extra Special People. I've been working with them since my freshman year in college, so it's been, man, close to 14, 15 years now, getting old. But it's a great group of young men and women and kids that battle a variety of mental and physical disabilities. It's Athens-based. They're growing throughout the state of Georgia right now, which is a lot of fun to be a part of. And we've been very involved with a lot of their events throughout the years. And about 5 years, you're like, you know, how do we do more? And me being a former athlete, want to be a golfer, I was like, you know, why not a golf tournament? So we started our golf tournament. It's been uber successful. We have a lot of fun. We bring back a bunch of the old guys like yourself and myself to
hold on now.
Partner with people. And then we have a bunch of current student athletes, current other guys on the football team that come out as well. So it's called Big Ball for All. So make sure you go check it out. Get your team if you're looking to be a sponsor. Got some more openings for some sponsorships as well. And all the funds that are raised there at the tournament go directly to ESP.
How do they sign up?
I should be better about the actual code, but you could probably just go to
just
the
Google it.
Website. Yeah, Google it, Big Ball for All, ESP Golf Tournament, and it will find you'll find your way there. And next time I jump on with you, I will have the code, or not code, but the URL ready to go.
All right, no racing out there now. We appreciate your time and insight, Aaron. Talk to you soon, brother.
Appreciate you, Buck. See you, brother.
Aaron Murray, Bulldog legend. Glad to have him on the show talking a little G-Day. Again, DJ Shockley will be with me tomorrow, and we'll run through G-Day with DJ, who's also plugged in big time. Hey, Little Big Town coming to Gas South Arena December the 12th to celebrate my birthday, and tickets went on sale last Friday, April the 12th, at Ticketmaster.com. We'll give two away right now. 404-231-1680, the number. Pair of tickets to go see Little Big Town at Gas South Arena December the 12th. Call now. Road Dog's going to get you hooked up.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballew's Top 5.
All right, Amanda Swartz joins the show. I needed a little ratings boost. So, Amanda, we always love having you on.
Happy to
and
help.
And that's the word. Every time you come on, the Ballew Show ratings go up.
Oh, good. I'm glad the people like it.
Digital director here at 680 The Fan, and we're pleased you make time for us here on the show. So NFL draft, I heard.
Oh,
questions
yeah.
Today. I'm ready to roll on that. It kicks off a week from today.
All right, let's do it. So number one, why would Jaden Daniels not want to go to Washington at number two?
Well, it gets cold up there.
Mm.
All right, number one. Also, you got Dan Quinn as the head coach. He's a little bit crazy.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, he is a little bit crazy. People here in Atlanta know what I'm talking about. And he's hired an offensive coordinator that's a little bit crazy, too.
Mm.
Cliff Kingsbury. So, I mean, do you really want to hook your wagon? Not that you have a choice, but I would think if he had a choice, he would look to maybe end up somewhere else because of what I've already mentioned.
Yeah, especially the weather. Can't be doing that. All right, number two. Going
crazy sometimes doesn't work out.
Right. Number two, drop the top spot for any of the top quarterbacks in this year's draft.
Gosh, I would say that would be Minneapolis with the Vikings. And I say that because of the three Ps. Three Ps, follow me here. P number one, play caller. Kevin O'Connell does a great job of game planning and play caller. So there's the first P. The second P, protection. They've got a solid offensive line. Every quarterback loves great protection. So the second P, they've got that. Third P, they've got playmakers, guys that you can get the ball to that can do some damage. You got Jefferson. You got Addison. That tight end Hawkinson is a really good player. So they are desperate for a quarterback, and they've got the three Ps, play caller, protection, and playmakers. I think that is the best situation of any of these teams looking for a quarterback.
I like it. All right, number three, is Drake May a good fit in Boston?
I would say no would be the answer to that question. The Boston Patriots, they've got a rookie head coach in Jared Mayo. Who knows what he's going to bring to the table?
Right.
Then you got an offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt, and he's been around for a while, but he's never been the primary play caller. And they take over, both Mayo and Van Pelt, they're taking over an offense that was last in the NFL last season. Amanda, they scored less than 14 points a game. How was that possible?
Oh, wow.
13.9 points per game. So I would think Drake May would be better off going somewhere else other than Boston.
Yeah, good call. All right, number four, are you still doubting J.J. McCarthy?
I think I'm about the only guy out there that does doubt.
I think so, too.
J.J. McCarthy, it seems like a lot of people are believing he's going to be a top 10 pick, maybe even a guy that jumps into the top five. Mm-hmm. But look, in defense of me hating on McCarthy, I've got some evidence to back up my opinion on this. Number one, he played in a run-heavy offense. In college, it was very simplistic. You're not going to get that in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. So that is one problem. His decision-making, I believe, man, I'm the only person on air in sports talk radio, or TV too, that ever brings up the fact that his decision-making can be a problem.
Mm.
And that is bad news for a quarterback. Now, this past year, they won the national title.
Right.
And he played great, and I'm giving him credit for that. But how about the year before, where he threw two pick sixes in a row in the national semifinal game that caused Michigan to go down to TCU? I think I'm the only one that remembers that. His stride's too long. He doesn't throw the ball with enough touch when he needs to put some touch in there. There are some issues with J.J. McCarthy that I think would prevent me from taking him in the top 10. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. All right, and number five, reveal a good landing spot for your boy Penix.
My boy Penix, huh? You know, I really do like Penix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he is the best passer in the draft. With all of these quarterbacks, better than even Caleb Williams.
Oh, wow.
Throwing the football around.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also an advanced processor. He's at the line of scrimmage. He's waiting on the snap. The ball snapped. He processes what the defense is doing quicker than any other quarterback available in the draft. He's a leader of men, which I think comes in handy. A lot of people hung up on the injuries. He's been clean with the injuries for 2 years now. So, yeah, my boy Penix. I saw where the Rams may move up, if he's available, move up into the back end of the first round to take him. That'd be a great spot for him. And it seems like the Raiders are the team that are really sold on him the most. So, I don't know, maybe Minneapolis, if they can't get their guys. So, yeah, there you go. Woo!
Five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Thanks, Amanda. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Happy to help.
Go back to that meeting.
I will do.
With all the suits around here at 6,
I got
making
one on
big
too,
decisions. Yeah. It's time for the Bulldog Beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
All right, we got the transfer portal going on. Let's take a look at the Bulldogs. You know, they were actually over the scholarship limit. But not anymore with the spring transfer portal open.
Sophomore. You are in the portal.
Say what? Andrew Paul, the running back, is gone. Looking for a place where he can go play some football. Really like the young man at running back. Versatile skill set. Depth chart at RBU is a little too deep. Andrew Paul looking to play now. And so he's hit the transfer portal.
The portal welcomes you.
And then a guy that I'm a little disappointed I never got to see. Really fired up when the Bulldogs were able to get him signed in the signing class of 2 years ago. Kid out of Lakeland, Florida. Receiver Tyler Williams. He was a four-star that barely even saw the playing field at Georgia during his year and a half on campus. G-Day, I must have blinked because I didn't see him hit the field. And just absolutely buried on the depth chart. So he has hit the transfer portal. Hopefully Tyler Williams can get to a place where they need some playmakers and can take advantage of the skill set that he has. He leaves Georgia with one catch for 4 yards. Wishing the best to Tyler Williams. What? Also, Chad Lindberg has transferred out. He's heading back home to Texas. He's going to play for the Rice Owls. They're plug and play. First team offensive tackle. He was buried on the depth chart at Georgia. So Chad Lindberg moving on out of there. The scholarship limit. I believe the Bulldogs with those three exits are down to the limit now. No more concerns about that. Are they going to add a player? Keep an eye on that. As I talked about with Aaron Murray. Bulldogs losing or looking to add another scholarship quarterback if they can get one. And there's your Bulldog beat. I want to tell you about the Braves 50-50 raffle. Have you heard about this? Fans from all over Georgia can participate in and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. You've seen this take place inside the ballpark at Truist Park. Well, now you can be outside the ballpark if you're in the state of Georgia. Enter in person at Truist Park or online. As I mentioned, you got to be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry for complete rules and details. And to purchase your 50-50 raffle tickets online, go to Braves.com/50-50. Or visit the MLB Ballpark app while in the state of Georgia. All right, we'll get you ready for this big Rangers series, and I'll mention the Hawks before the end of the show. Got the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Madmen have answers. Search the Marketing Madmen on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Madmen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us, and join Westy on Saturday. He's going to be broadcasting live 11 to 2 at Lake Point Sports. They got baseball, volleyball, basketball going on. Oh, the Orange Deck's here in the Battery, Atlanta. He's going to be in Emerson for Legends of the Spring. Check out Westy Saturday here on The Fan from 11 to 2. For more information, visit lakepointsports.com.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
Yeah, Yeah, so the Rangers are coming to town. Hey, the World Series champs coming in here for a three-game weekend series. Braves are going to take today off and then get ready to take care of the Rangers, the Dallas Rangers, over the weekend. And, man, I'm looking forward to seeing some of this action because we got it going on. Best record in baseball right now. And it's because Marcell Ozuna has been awesome. Let's hear from Snit talking about Marcell's road trip.
No, it was great. Yeah, no, he's and he's had a the whole season from or longer than that. Really, it's been a long time. Yeah, so it's been big.
Sure has, man. And let me ask you a question: how could Marcell Ozuna, who's in Fuego right now, not have been the National League Player of the Week last week? They gave it to Pete Alonso with the lousy, stinking Mets. Now I know all you get is a little paper certificate. But let's keep it real. I mean, compare the 2 weeks that these two players had. Marcell Ozuna was 11 for 24. Three bombs, 11 runs batted in. Alonso, 9 for 21, 4 home runs, 7 RBI. Marcell Ozuna, clearly the National League Player of the Week. I know what it is. They've got all these New Yorkers voting for the National League Player of the Week, so they're going with the Mets player. Come on, man. Felt bad for Max Fried yesterday. Gosh, he had some bad luck in that fifth inning. He was getting squeezed by the umpire. There were two bloop hits in that inning. And then there were a couple of poor defensive plays made in the inning. And so I go in the coffee shop this morning, and some of the boys in there were complaining about Max Fried, and I set them straight. I want you to know I stepped up before even that second cup of coffee, and I looked him in the eye, and I told him yesterday was bad luck for Max
Fried. Keep it real, Buck. Don't let him.
I'm not going to let them kick around Max Fried.
That's our boy.
Especially when he got squeezed by the umpire. You saw the deal. Giving up some bloop hits. I mean, wipe the blood off of it, for crying out loud. That's what my dad always used to say when those bloopers would fall in. And then the poor defensive plays. Max Fried looks good to me. I don't know about you. How about Acuna? First home run of the season, man. Somebody's going to pay. Acuna is now ready to explode and go on a rampage. Let's hear from Ronald Acuna.
Let's get something going. Ronald puts a charge in one to center field. The bomb going back, still going. He's at the 409 mark. That's off the batter's eye. There's some offense. 2-1 Atlanta, and Ronald has his first home run of the year.
Yeah, Ronald's thrilled. Great to hear that play-by-play call, Joe Simpson. Acuna going on a rampage. Want to brag on Arcia? He's been clutch. He's been balling at shortstop, coming off that all-star season. 5 for 8 in Houston with 5 RBI. Great job. Bullpen was nails yesterday. Pierce Johnson, Jimenez, Minter, and Iglesias. They slammed the door on the Astros. No hits and no runs. Tough to lose when your bullpen is doing those kind of things. So we take today off, start the 9-game homestand. First of 3 against the Rangers. We're going to throw Sale against them tomorrow night, see how they like that. They're not going to like it. Morton and Vines will pitch games 2 and 3. Hope to see you at Truist Park over the weekend. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, couldn't do the 1 hour show without mentioning the Atlanta Hawks. Season ended last night in Chicago in that play-in game. Actually, we gave Hawks fans a play-out performance in the play-in game. We played out. Allowing 40 points in the first quarter.
Ended
40
on
points.
I think it was a 16-2 run that first quarter ended, and then they just couldn't recover.
All right, so this is a game we were trying to win. I'm not so sure we're trying
to win
a lot of those games at the end of the year. Trying to win this one. And we gave up 131 points. What about that defense, Quinn Snyder? Poor Ja. Kobe White with a career-high 42. We couldn't shoot the three. We get out-rebounded by double digits. And DeAndre Hunter pulls a no-show game. How many times are we going to watch DeAndre Hunter pull a no-show? 0-for-7 on threes, 8 points. Lousy performance out of you, DeAndre. So there go the Falcons. I mean, there go the Hawks.
Yeah, it's easy to confuse.
Well, the Falcons, what do we have, 6 consecutive losing seasons? Thank goodness for the Braves and the Bulldogs. It's going to do it for my show. Appreciate you hanging out today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Got Chiellini and Domino coming up next. Stay tuned for that here on The Fan.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.